did you get out of quarantine? And how many
sessions? I got out of quarantine 2 days ago. Had a session yesterday and today. More individual stuff. Hope to get with the team tomorrow and into next week. Really getting ready to roll. You know, we got a couple preseason games coming up, so the quicker I can get with the team, the better, I think.
Was it a little bit of mixed emotions last week being overlooked in the NBA draft?
Yeah, I mean, definitely fuels the fire a little bit, but again, like I said before, I'm super fortunate to be here and to be able to learn from a championship organization like this. I mean, it's like I said, it's first class. The people here are great. All the guys on the team are really good players, and they know how to play. So I look forward to be able to learn from these guys and you know, begin my professional career. So I'm excited.
Are you using your time out here in Australia to try and ultimately get a spot on an NBA? Is something we've seen in the NBL just gone, a number of players have been drafted from this very competition.
Right. So, you know, as an American kid, you know, growing up, your dream is to play in the NBA. You know, with that being said, my sole focus is on Perth right now, and I'm going to help my team out in as many ways that I can. Hopefully help us bring back a third straight title. And then I'll worry about that, you know, after the season.
Would it be fair to say a title here and then potentially next year in the NBA? Would that be the perfect
season? Yeah. I mean, hey, we'll see. We'll see. You know, wouldn't be a bad year. So we'll see.
So was it Bill Donovan there at Chicago? Go to school with his son and play with him?
So I played travel ball with his son throughout grade school. My family is pretty close with their family. Obviously, you know, he's taking some pro jobs in the NBA with the Thunder and now with the Bulls. So, you know, he's obviously a great coach. So wish him the best.
Did you have many discussions with him in the lead up? I mean, did he gauge your interest at all?
No, I really didn't have, you know, a lot of conversation with him. I think he was, you know, more busy just moving into Chicago, settling in, and then, you know, worrying about his team. And, you know, over there, the coaches, from what I know, the coaches don't really have a lot of say on the team, and the roster is more the management. So haven't spoken to him, though.
What's the biggest challenge for you? Having quarantined and been in different environments overseas, what do you have to adjust to the most?
Honestly, driving on the left side of the road, that's kind of like a big adjustment. But no, just getting in here, getting, you know, my feet under me a little bit after 2 weeks of quarantine. You know, I tried to do whatever it is that I could in the room to make this transition as painless and as smooth as possible. But just running up and down and actually having a ball in my hands feels really good. And, you know, hopefully just to shake the rust off a little bit in these next couple of days.
Have you been able to train with 5, 6, 10 people? Or have you been one-on-one sort of environments in America?
In America? In America, yeah. I mean, down in Central Florida, we have, you know, some good players over there and some good trainers. So I have been able to play, you know, live and get some pickup runs in. So, yeah, haven't done any team stuff here. So look forward to doing that next week.
That might be difficult to get back in the room. You've done a fair bit of it.
Yeah, definitely done a fair bit of it the last couple months. Obviously, nothing the last 2 weeks when I was cooped up in the Hyatt. But, yeah, been doing a lot of 5-on-5, 3-on-3, that type of stuff back home. Yeah, I mean, you know, first and foremost, you want to wish Jook a speedy recovery. You hate to see a guy like that go down. I met him today. He seems like, you know, a great guy, and watched a lot of film on him, great player. So wish him nothing but the best in this recovery. And then, yeah, I mean, obviously with the roster, how it looks right now, you know, we got two more spots. So we'll see kind of how everything shakes up. But I'm here to do whatever Coach Gleason and the staff wants me to do. If they tell me to play the 5, I'm going to play the 5 and work my tail off. If they tell me to play the 4 and you know, work outside a little more. After looking at the offense and how we run things, it's a lot of it's interchangeable. The 4 and the 5 kind of do similar things. So I'm not, you know, too concerned with that. But really, whatever Coach Gleason wants me to do, I'm going to bring my hard hat and my lunch pail to work and, you know, try to do whatever that I can to help the team win.
Can I ask you, you said you watched a lot of tape of him, but have you watched a lot of tape of Perth, and what have you found about this team that you think has been the reason for their success?
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the good thing about having to quarantine for 2 weeks. I did have some time to watch some film. Watched a lot of some of the games last year, the finals games against Sydney. But yeah, I mean, it's, again, first-class organization. The way the team runs their offense, obviously got 5, 6 sets and then a lot of reads off of that. So, yeah, and everyone plays together. They really defend. They're really open passing lanes, putting ball pressure on. So big emphasis on the defensive side of the ball, too, is something I look forward to bringing.
So does that suit your game? What you saw, did you walk away even stronger in your thoughts that it suited your game?
Yeah, I think so. That was definitely something that was appealing to me throughout, you know, kind of my process was, you know, looking at Perth and how they, what their values are off the court, definitely align with mine. And then certainly, you know, how they play on the court. You know, I think I fit in well and just look forward to, you know, putting the shoes on and, you know, lacing them up next week with the team and really getting going.
Feels like you're really educated about the team already, like done a lot of vision, done a lot of research. Is that something you've always been big on, making sure that once you arrived here, you were going to be ready to go and understanding players and players and what the club is?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think you got to do your homework. And everything that I've heard from former guys, talking to the guys on the team now, had the chance to talk to some of them over social media when I was home. They can't say enough about the program. Talking to guys like Todd and Kevin White, who, you know, were with different programs last year, they just say what Perth brings is just first class. In my first 2 days, I've seen that, and everything's kind of true from what I've heard. So, yeah, everything works out well. Checks off all the boxes.
When you talk about Perth, you talk as a team and their success, but there's also one individual that gets talked about a lot. Your connection with Bryce is going to be obviously very important. Is that something you'll work harder on to make sure that that connection works straight away?
Right. I mean, just first couple of days of practice, I mean, he's a great player, watching his film and everything. You know, he can really score. He can really pass and handle the rock. So as a big, look forward to playing with a guy like that. Really look forward to playing with everyone on the team. You know, like I said, everyone out there can really play. Everyone plays together. It's a team game. It's not just one guy, not two guys, not three guys. So everyone has to be able to work. But certainly, I'm very impressed with Bryce and all the guys. So look forward to playing with them and gelling with them.
John, the Red Army is what the fans are called here. They're arguably the loudest and most passionate. Have you got a nickname or something that you sort of want them to call you?
Yeah, I mean, not really. My friends and everything don't really call me John. My family does, so Mooney or Moon is pretty much what a lot of people call me, so Moon, yeah.